as Avedo takes us up to the top of the hour with Walk Right In. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Relaxing and Easy with Craig Duncan there and Danny's song. Before that, we started this hour off with, well, hang on, the computer is all goofed up here, so I need to fix something in order to tell you what we played before that, because I don't remember. At least I'm honest. It's David Snell, who played Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. I'm Eric O'Brien. I'm just winging it today, so just bear with me, if you will. And here we are at hour number two of SRE for this week, and it is time for going on a road trip, and we're going to Maine today. Some delightfully odd attractions there. Welcome to the quirky tour of Maine. They have giant globes and chocolate mousse, and the Pine Tree State is brimming with offbeat roadside wonders. Buckle up as we explore some of the most unique spots Maine has to offer here. So we start with Eartha, who is in Yarmouth, Maine, the world's largest rotating globe. Standing at 41 feet tall, Eartha is the largest rotating globe on Earth. Didn't know we had one. I thought Earth was the rotating. Well, anyhow, housed in a glass atrium at the former DeLorme headquarters, this massive model offers a mesmerizing view of our planet in motion while you're standing on our planet in motion. That's pretty interesting, to say the least. Belfast, Maine, is home to Perry's Nut House, the classic roadside attraction since 1927. Perry's Nut House features an eclectic mix of taxidermy animals, exotic nuts, and quirky souvenirs. This may be one I pass after all. Don't miss the giant painted animal sculptures that greet visitors outside. Okay, maybe not. Freeport, Maine, where L.L. Bean is headquartered. The Desert of Maine. An unexpected natural phenomenon, the Desert of Maine is a 40-acre expanse of glacial silt resembling a desert landscape. Once a fertile farm, overgrazing led to soil erosion, eventually revealing sandy dunes underneath. Pretty neat. In Scarborough, Maine, Lenny the Chocolate Mousse. You thought I was talking about the pudding type stuff, weren't you? Crafted from 1,700 pounds of pure chocolate, Lenny is a life-sized mousse sculpture that resides inside Len Libby Candies. This sweet creation has been delighting visitors since 1997. So he's getting up there in years, but that's Lenny the Chocolate Mousse. And it's spelled differently, of course. And in Lynchville, Maine, is the World Traveler Signpost, a whimsical signpost pointing to various global destinations, complete with distances, offering a fun photo opportunity for travelers. It's a charming reminder of the wide world beyond Maine's borders. There you go. And finally, in Bangor, Maine, is the Paul Bunyan statue. He stands at 31 feet tall, honoring the legendary lumberjack Paul Bunyan. Bangor claims to be his birthplace, and this towering figure serves as a testament to that claim. So if you're ready to hit the road and explore these odd spots, Maine's roadside attractions promise a journey filled with wonder and whimsy. Be safe when you travel, please. Here's Peter Appleyard. You Need a Woman Tonight on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Thank you.
relaxing and easy, is your summertime radio companion.
Yes, I should. should have taken my time. Now that old black cat, he was a friend of mine, but he should have taken his time. A man I knew was an old safe breaker. He thought he saw a man in blue. Forgot the rules that make breaking safer, which proves to me that what I say is true. He didn't do what he had to do. Now on a cloud, he's singing clear and loud. Oh, I should have taken my time. Yes, I should have taken my time. Now that old safe breaker was a friend of mine, but he should have taken his time. Yes, he should have taken his time. Remember, anybody who's a friend of mine, you really have to take your time.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy. Nick Ingman there with Feel Like Making Love. Roger Whittaker before that. I should have taken my time. I should do that all the time. I should follow my own his own advice. John Gregory in Summer, appropriate for this time of year. Lex de Azevedo with Sometimes When We Touch. And Peter Appleyard, You Need a Woman Tonight. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. And Ronnie Altridge will take us to the bottom of the hour. A little song called I'd Really Love to See You Tonight, originally done by England Dan and John Fort Coley. You're on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Was a master dancing man. He danced the day that he was born. His parents thought him grand. The tango and the samba he did with great elan. But most he liked to dance the waltz until the break of dawn. He got an invitation to a ballroom dance, and he decided to accept, for he might get a chance to dance with lovely ladies with perfume in their hair, or even fat and ugly ones, he really didn't care. But at the ball, the same old story made his evening grim. He was a perfectionist, and none would dance with him, so he thought he'd just go home and write an anguished poem. But on his way out, he saw a girl dancing all alone. She was waltzing by herself there in a little nook. He quietly walked to where she was to get a better look. She was a little different from either you or me, for she did not have two good legs, she had one, two, three. Jonathan W. asked her,
would you like to dance?
To which she answered,
yes.
So they began to waltz in a most peculiar way. She had three legs, he had two, and they were heard to say,
Mason Williams on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy with one of his more comical tunes, The Last Waltz, The Last Great Waltz. Before that, Frank Chaxfield, You're the Love, and Ronnie Aldridge with I'd Really Love to See You Tonight. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, where it is time for strange stories that you can't make up because you just can't. Starting in West Seneca, New York, where a tractor-trailer accident resulted in a highway being coated with soybean powder. Authorities advised motorists to avoid the area as cleanup crews worked to clear the protein-rich spill. No injuries were reported, but the incident caused significant traffic delays, of course. A quirky prelude to the Indianapolis 500, six Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles raced in the inaugural Wiener 500, each representing regional hot dog styles like the Chai Dog and Seattle Dog. The event concluded with a celebratory condiment spray in the Wiener's circle. Yes. NASA reported that five asteroids made close approaches to Earth on May 28th, with one asteroid, 2025 KX3, passing closer than the moon at just about 211,000 miles away. None of them posed a threat, of course, but the event underscores the importance of monitoring near-Earth objects. That doesn't seem very close. A powerful G4-class geomagnetic storm resulting from a coronal mass ejection on May 30, that sounds disgusting, on May 31st led to a spectacular auroras visible across parts of the U.S., the Aurora Borealis, to be exact. The storm also posed potential risks to satellites and power grids, prompting monitoring by space weather agencies. Students at the University of Hawaii reported sightings of an unidentified creature on campus grounds. Photos circulated on social media sparked debates about the animal's identity, with some speculating it may be rare or undiscovered species. Yes. And finally, Valerie, the mini dachshund lost during a 2023 camping trip, was found alive after surviving 529 days in the Australian brush. Her owners had lost hope, but local residents spotted and rescued the resilient canine, uniting her with her family. Always good news to end on. And that's a look at some of the strange news from around the world. Here's Jeff Love in A Summer Place on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
Thank you.
relaxing and easy, has a website where you can make requests or inquiries about the music we play. Set your browser to pvrtv.com/sre and interact with us.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. That's Bill Badgley and orchestra there with If You Leave Me Now. Al DeLore before that with the theme from MASH. Roger Williams and Longest Time. Francis Goya with Woman in Love. And Jeff Love and his orchestra with theme from A Summer Place. I'm Eric O'Brien. It's been good to be with you. And yes, I've been using AI a little bit to gather my news stories, and I'm not sure that I like it, but it has saved a lot of time, at least. At least I'm honest about that. But sometimes it just doesn't seem natural, right? Yes, but we'll keep trying it for a while and see where it goes, and until it makes me look like a fool, I guess. We are now going to end this program with two theme songs. One is from the TV show Taxi, and of course every week we use Ray Conniff's version of the closing theme to All in the Family, Remembering You, but you'll probably remember this one. Bob James on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. we've reached the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, WRCT Pittsburgh, and Vulcan Sound Radio, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y10-03. Don't ask me why I say dash in between.